I first read the one about not the life in the world, my first reaction was like, oh, I don't like that one.
Right.
Because I interpreted it as, oh, it's important to engage in the world.
Mm-mm.
But then, what it reminded me of actually is when I've come here for a longer period of time, or even just a day or two, and I've gone home, and I look at everything, and it looks different. It's fresh and you know, more subtle on the things that I was stuck on. Oh, yeah, I can throw that away now. Why did I even worry about that?
Uh-huh.
I just find it so interesting because it's like the idea of a vacation. It's like a vacation for the mind.
Yeah.
You come back and you can see all the thickets.
Yeah. Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So would it be helpful to actively take on something, not in a formal meditation setting, but to take on a different perception? Like I realized just while you were talking through the thing, it's like, I don't actually look at people anymore. It's like I see them, I look at them long enough so I recognize who they are. And then I don't really look at them anymore.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting for me to actually just like look at someone as if, you know, it's a different body standing in front of me than the last time I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get too weird, but no, but that but I think it's important to give again, as I was saying, like is it really giving oneself the opportunity to realize, you know, we assume these things into existence, and whether it's ourselves or the world around us. So then by using these perceptions, then we can give a bit more room for them to not be exactly how we assume. And that gives us a lot of freedom to sort of then make choices as to what's actually going to be skillful, what's going to be beneficial, what's actually going to accord with Dhamma, and so that's its I would say its great benefit. Really reassessing it.
Thank you for the opportunity to come here.